Hello.
You.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's up?
Not much, man.
Are we ready, sir?
Get out here. We are.
All right. If everybody's ready, soundboard, are you ready here? I take that as a yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, G5 Radio on the weekend tip. Along with myself, we have the dynamic duo of teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good evening, sir.
Hey, what's going on, folks?
And calling live via satellite from where?
New Jersey Turnpike, going down 65 mile marker.
Oh, damn. And that is near where?
Hightstown Freehold.
Wow. Okay. There you go. GPS, Mr. GPS, they're at work. Good evening, sir.
What's happening, folks?
All right. So how did both of y'all bear with this whole snowstorm and shit? Uh-oh. I can tell the laughter here. You don't mind if we start with Mr. GPS, Mr. Cortez, do you?
Oh, be my guest. Be my guest.
Please share.
Well, while most of you are out there laying in bed with visions of sugar plums dancing in your head, I'm out here up and down, in and out, a parking lot that have yet to be plowed, almost stuck, sliding down inclines, trying to back in docks, trying to get these old folks their oxygen and medical equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to tell you, I've been in from Pittsburgh to Springfield to East Providence, Rhode Island, and back down again. And I'm trying to tell you, it is not fun. But today is a glorious day. It got warm, so melted, dry, and it's a beautiful thing.
And did they still shovel their snow out?
Who?
Anyone.
Some people did.
Okay.
And hell with it.
Okay.
There's a car over there in the lot at the condo, and none of the snow has been moved off of it or around it.
Damn. Okay.
All the snow around it is a perfect square.
Oh, okay. All right. Now let's go to the flip side here. Mr. Cortez, now how did you deal with the snow?
I stayed home. Couldn't work, man. Can't work in that kind of stuff.
Wait a minute. Excuse me? You're the type that goes to... You're like a postal person. You go to school whether rain or snow nor bastard children. I mean, what gives? What? You stayed home?
Yeah, I've been home for 2 days, folks.
What? Hold
on. Can't go out in the snow like that, man. Just...
Jesus Christ. 2 days? That's 2 days too many, sir.
Nah, man. They said my district shut it down for 2 days, man. They said that because of climactic weather, schools would not be open. Therefore, I listened to what my boss told me not to come in. So I did my part.
Okay.
So I stayed at home and I bonded with my little one and my family.
Oh.
So it worked out. Test ran my snow blower. Had a good old time.
Needless to say, it was one hell of a storm. And I'm telling you, Boston must have hit the record for the most snow in a season. So big ups to Boston, everybody up there in the Mid-Atlantic who really got hit. Of course, we got hit hard here in the Illadelph. And, you know, 'tis the season for folding chairs and little parking cones. Do you see that around your way, GPS?
No, we have off-street parking. So parking is plentiful in Montgomery County, yes.
Okay. All right. Not bad, not bad. Well, from what I'm hearing now, it seems like it's going to be... better weather ahead of us. It's going to get a little bit warmer, and the snow hopefully will just melt. And you know, we're going to have to see how that holds up here.
All from the Indians. Welcome to pilgrims and to the buffaloes who once ruled a plain. like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain. Looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hillers have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops, they're watching last its races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. It's winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from winter in America.
Winter in America.
nobody knows what to say. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows, nobody knows. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say.
But I want to get into really something interesting here that I saw through our buddies at allhiphop.com. Now, everybody is all into eBay and everything else. And have you, gentlemen, have you ever dabbled in eBay, either one of you?
I have looked at stuff on eBay, but I have never purchased any items off of eBay.
Okay. GPS?
Nah, I don't like the whole bidding situation. I'm more of a tell me what you want button and I'll decide yes or no.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we see a lot of crazy shit that gets sold on eBay. But I think this one absolutely takes the cake here. We have to bring in your buddy, Mr. Kanye West, sir. It seems as if we have a person that is selling an item from Kanye West from the Yeezus concert. The total right now for this item is already at $60,000. Now, that's some heavy shit for this item. You know, something of Kanye West's possession that this guy got. And now is trying to sell via eBay. Anybody want to take a guess what it is?
Is it that Jesus chain, man?
No.
Okay, I say that because that right there equals up to about $60,000.
Okay, all right. Well, but right church, wrong pew. How about that? Mr. GPS, do you have a guess of what it is?
The pair of his drawers.
Ooh, okay. He's close. He's close.
Is it Barry at Kim Kardashian's draws?
No. We are not going that route. No, it's not KK's draws. No. So we're not going to go that route. But anyway, for $60,100 as of a couple days ago. And let me just double check here. As of a couple days ago, yes, it's around the $60,000 range. If you want people, you have the honor, along with the 90 other bidders, to bid on Kanye's heir. Not his jewelry, not no panties, not drawers, but Kanye's heir that he breathes, that his carbon dioxide, if you will, carbon dioxide of Kanye West in a... I would guess you would call it a Ziploc bag.
How do I know that is authentic Kanye and that's not some motherfucker blowing air in a hot air in the bag? How do I know that?
It's easy. I'll tell you exactly how.
About to say, how you know I ain't sparked that motherfucker?
You say, what? Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Okay. Here's the proof.
Did Kanye sign for it? I hope he did not.
On the bag itself. On the Ziploc real bag, it says, written in marker, air from Kanye show. So you know it's got to be official.
But the problem I have with it, man, I can see if Kanye had a sweaty ass shirt and he threw it off, man, threw it off stage. Then you have a little bit of DNA on that, man. But you can't visibly see air, man. It's hard for the human eye to see air unless you are cold and you can see the frost jumps as you talk. But come on, man. Is he also selling a Brooklyn Bridge too, man?
You never know. He might be. He might be doing that. Do you feel like you're a wheeling and dealing type of person, GPS?
I'm sorry. Repeat that question again.
Are you a wheeling and dealing type of person? Are you willing to take the risk and put some money down on eBay for any of these things?
Oh, absolutely the fuck not.
Well,
Come on, Mr. GPS. You can own a piece of Kanye West,
man.
That's right. So, here again, if we're talking about somebody's shirt, a shoe, a belt, a pair of pants, I mean, something that he wore from that concert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Something tangible. Not that I'd even bid on that. But I can understand that more than some air. I mean, damn, you get some sweat.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, you get something tangible.
Okay.
Something. I mean, theoretically, if you think about how much a person breathes,
mm-hmm.
he could have emptied out 10 feet of that room. Well, I could bag up 10 feet of air. I mean, come on, where are you
at now? This is Kanye West, man. He is the best superstar of all time,
this
man.
This is Jesus. We're talking about Jesus.
He walks on stage and tells people that they don't deserve certain awards that Beyonce deserves all these awards. Come on, man. Kanye is a entertainment god right
yes,
now.
Yes, he walks with Jesus.
Yes, he does.
Come on, man.
Yeah. We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The Midwest is young and restless, restless.
Niggas.
Might snatch your necklace and next to might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these
niggas
who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, the view alone will leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arresting, saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone to November, I got packs to move. I hope God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. So long. So long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scrippers.
Jesus walks with them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus walks with them.
Now hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, but here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen need it, Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, video. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which will probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
And let's go into something that is very, very important these days. Especially this actual day in particular, is the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Which was, of course, if you don't know, it's Selma, Alabama. The Bloody Sunday March was the actual walk that was done by civil rights demonstrators on March the 7th, 1965. The event was considered a watershed moment in the civil rights movement and helped lead the passage of the Voting Rights Act. So the Barack was down there, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Got to represent down there. So in part of his speech, he made commentary of what happened in the past. And one afternoon 50 years ago, so much of our turbulent history, the stain of slavery and anguish of civil war, the yoke of segregation and tyranny of Jim Crow, the death of four little girls in Birmingham, and the dream of a Baptist preacher met on this bridge. It is a rare honor in this life to know one of your heroes. And John Lewis is one of my heroes. Now, John Lewis is also a representative, a Democrat from Georgia. And he was also president. So it was good to see that, a lot of people obviously showed up to this event. But then, now, my question is, obviously the older generations know the struggle and the plight that happened 50 years ago. But when I saw, one of these videos from the news networks, see everybody crossing a bridge, a lot of the kids there were just kind of they're walking and not acting goofy or anything like that, but it just seemed like they were walking just to walk, not really knowing what the whole issue is with Selma. I mean, do you guys see that at all, or?
I didn't see that part. We were me and my son were watching a little bit of the speech. I was just trying to get him to kind of understand where it was, what was going on. But part of the problem is the children today are too far removed from the time like that. Where you had to fight to live, let alone live decently. I mean, at a time when Selma was up and running, Cortez could never live where he's living right now. It would never happen. They would burn it down with him in it. No, they burn it down where you live at.
Yeah, that's right.
Hell, they burn it down where I live.
Yeah, I think we can all say that in sincerity that we are basically very fortunate to those that came before us.
None of us could have the jobs that we have. And make the kind of money that we make.
That's right.
Hell, it was a gift to even be able to drive. You know, you're talking about state of just bare standard being able to live, let alone the Xboxes and the 3DSs and the big screen TVs and the PlayStations and the please.
And you definitely co-signed on this. Say that again, GPS.
I said you wouldn't be able to even get in line to buy it.
Cortez, your thoughts on this? I mean, do you see what I'm kind of seeing as far as, the younger generation really not having the knowledge of these people? And if they even did have the knowledge, that they're not too concerned.
I think they're just so desensitized to it, man. Because I think the problem is they never experienced it. Whole entire situation of civil rights movement, so they can't really appreciate what they never experienced. So yeah, man, I think this younger generation, the only way we can eliminate a lot of these issues, we got to educate them.
Right.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Stand clear. Done, man, I talk. You can't stand where I stand. You can't walk where I walk. Watch out. We run New York. Policeman come. We bust him out the park. I know this for a fact.
police them have a nickel gun. So when I'm on the streets, I walk around with a bigger one. Woo, woo. I hear it all day, just so they can run the light and be up on their way. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Woo, woo. That's the sound of the police. Woo, woo. That's the sound of the bees. Woo, woo. That's the sound of the police. Woo, woo. That's the sound of the bees. Check out the message in a rough style. The real criminal, all the C.O.P. You check for hundreds of anyone DG. But just got me a black man, they want to check me. They check out me, y'all, for it shine like the sun. But them jealous of them vex, got a can't afford one. Black people still slaves up to today. But the black police officer, let's see it that way. He wants him salary, he wants it. So he put on a badge and kill people for it.
It's just kind of a hard thing to really, at least for me, to kind of see where everybody's going with this. As far as the, like I said, the younger generation. See, in our time and further back, there was more plight, there was more strife, there was more issues, and there was a lot more ground roots or grassroots organizations that jumped in and tried to, right or wrong. But I just don't feel like there's a lot of, like you said, a lot of interest with this generation because of the gap, because of not really being there to know what the struggle was like. But even if they have that knowledge, do they even really care? GPS.
They don't really care because it's not like they're too secure in the fact that they don't really have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Every generation wants the next generation to be better than the one before them, right?
Correct.
If I lived in the city, well, then I may move to the suburbs. Or if I lived in the suburbs, you know, the boondocks town, well, I'm going to move into the big city. Mm-hmm. Buy a nicer property, and then I want my child to buy further in or further out from there based on whatever my perspective of up and down is going to be. These children don't necessarily, the closest thing to Selma they would even have to really think about is when unemployment went to like 9% and 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And when you had mass unemployment across whole class. That's the closest they're ever going to come to it. We don't ever think about what's going on in these small towns as we're driving up and down the highway.
Right.
You know, somebody doesn't cut their grass, you may get a $50 fine from the township. You don't have to worry about the police dragging you off to jail for it. Or there's a story about a guy up in, I want to say Detroit, but I don't think that was the town. He left work one day without his driver's license.
Right.
Left it in his jacket or something. He got stopped. Not only were they hauling him off jail, but it cost him $75 to fix that legal issue. Plus, he had to get his car back, however long it was in the impound lot for. I just got stopped the other night because my registration was expired. But guess what? Because I was only 100 feet from the house, the cop let me go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's things like that the stories that you don't hear about what these folks, you know, about what, when injustice is happening. And let's get real. That story that came and went, nobody knew anything. But even had you known, would you have gone and done something about it? Would you write somebody? Would you try to find out if this is happening somewhere near you, within 50 miles of your house? I don't think they're ever going to know until it comes back around again.
Like I mentioned before, it's just one of those things. I think if the movie wasn't made, as far as Selma goes, then today's 50th anniversary would have went on, but not with as much publicity.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, man. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you need something to connect the past with the future, man. And unfortunately, right now, the only way we can connect the past with the future is we got to show movies.
Yeah.
Got to show movies. We can't use, you know. And unfortunately, you got to use movies with high polluting actors in there, man. You know, in order to get people to see, oh, okay, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a shame. Shame where our culture's going at now, but, you know.
Do you ever run into this issue, like, with any of your students?
I can't say. I guess the problem we have, man, and I'm in a predominantly black school. I wish we could stress more about Black History, Black History Month. I wish we could do more with it, man. But at this point, because they're teaching so much to the test, they tossed it out. Their attitude is, if it's not on the test, then we're not going to go over it. And that's the biggest problem I have, man, now with things, the way things are going on in these schools, man, is that they're not teaching that. They're not teaching histories of other cultures. It's just histories, European history, pretty much, and that's it, man.
Yeah, it doesn't help if, you know, there's nothing wrong with European history, and don't get me wrong, but at the same time, there's a lot more history out there than just European history. You got African American history, you have Latino history, you have Asian history, Eastern Indian history, American Indian history. How about that? You know, so, you know, all these type of things that we got that is not being looked at, if anything, is being overlooked. So, you know, maybe, and it's been a while since I've seen how our books that we had, like in our IH courses, they were a little bit more diverse than your local middle school or grade school textbooks.
Yeah, they were, man. Yeah, so they were a lot. I mean, I think the issue is, and it was funny, at my school, they were supposed to cover a whole unit about the Civil Rights Movement. Mm-hmm. They tossed that out, man, and decided to focus on the Holocaust.
Oh. Not saying that was a horrible moment in history, yes. But
it was a horrible moment, but just brush over the Civil Rights Movement and focusing on the Holocaust to a predominantly black school, man, I found it a little bit crazy to do something like that, man. But I don't teach the course, so I, you know, can't really say too much.
Yeah, but you know, anybody that's out there that knows people that you know, keep asking about places like Selma, Civil Rights Movement, and you know, they don't really know anything, take the time out and, number one, re-research this stuff, because even sometimes we might only remember a few little bits and pieces and we might need to refresh ourselves.
Definitely.
And then we go to the younger ones and say, hey, let me, you know, tell you a little story about this, that, and the other. And hopefully something like that can be a domino effect, because, you know, one, being parents, being adults, we always say that we know everything. And most of the time, we don't know everything. Sometimes it's good to refresh ourselves. Don't even worry about pride or anything like that. Yes, we can all make mistakes, all make errors of some kind. But the worst error that you can make is not, one, knowing your own history and other histories, and then even worse than that, trying to pass it on and not know too much about it. So it's like passing bits and pieces, but not really getting the full story.
Yo, Chris, what you doing out of school? Yo, man, they just suspended me, McBoo.
Word, they suspended the teacher?
Yeah, man, I'm getting so sick of this, man. They teaching us about nothing, man. You know what the bottom line is for black people out here? It's quite simple. You must learn. With facts and you will never get weak in the heart. In fact, you'll start to illuminate knowledge to others in a song. Let me demonstrate the force of knowledge. Knowledge reigns supreme. The ignorant is ripped to smithereens. What do you mean when you say I'm rebellious? Cause I don't accept everything that you're telling us. What are you selling us? The creator dwelling us. I sit in your unknown class while you're failing us. I failed your class cause I ain't with your reasoning. You're trying to make me you by seasoning. Up my mind with C. Jane Run. See John walking a hardcore New York. Come on now, that's like a chocolate cow. It doesn't exist, no way, no how. It seems to me that in a school this ebony, African history should be pumped up steadily, but it's not. And this has got to stop. See spot run, run get spot. Insulting to a black mentality, a black way of life or a jet black family. So I include with one concern that you must learn.
Just like I told you.
You must learn. Believe that if you're teaching history, deal with straight up facts, no mystery. Teach the student what needs to be taught, cause black and white kids both take shorts. When one doesn't know about the other one's culture, ignorance swoops down like a vulture. Cause you don't know that you ain't just a janitor. No one told you about Benjamin Banneker, a brilliant black man that invented the almanac. Can't you see what KRS is coming at? With Eli Whitney, Haile Selassie, Graham Bill Woods made the walkie-talkie. Louis Latimer improved on Edison. Charles Drew did a lot for medicine. Garrett Morgan made the traffic lights. Harriet Tubman freed the slaves at night. Madam C.J. Walker made the straightening comb. But you won't know this if you weren't shown. The point I'm getting at, it might be harsh, is we're just walking around brainwashed. See what I'm saying? It's not to diss a man. We need the 89 school system, one that caters to a black return. Because you must learn.
But now, we got to get into this issue that happened in Philly the other day. So, if I can get the sound.
Oh, them dudes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. So, let me get the soundboard in here. Soundboard, let's do it. All right. This is a story from Philly.com. And we'll just start. The article as such. Someone was screaming over the police radio, "Shots fired, officer down, give me some help." Quiet, snowy Thursday afternoon, dozens of officers heard it in squad cars and on bikes from the 22nd District, the 39th, the Highway Patrol. They rushed to the GameStop at 22nd and Lehigh and into chaos. Inside that store, blood trailed to the door, broken glass and shell casings littered the floor, and Officer Robert Wilson III was lying feet from the counter that shielded a group of shoppers and store workers who crouched down terrified. This officer lost his life while in a GameStop. And like I said, the GameStop was located on Lehigh Avenue. It was 22nd and Lehigh. It's just really, it's a shame, you know. The two people that were in the actual, that robbed GameStop, they were actually at the cashier section. The cashier rang up one of the assailant's purchases. And then they pulled on their masks and they gripped their guns. And then they walked in to the store. Neither of them noticed a patrol car or even noticed that a police officer was inside. One was a 29-year-old that spent 5 years in prison for armed robbery. And coincidentally on that situation was also interrupted by a police officer. This time... he was also accompanied by his younger brother. So, opening the door, they pull out the guns. Nobody moved. One of them yelled. When they saw the officer, witnesses later told police, they immediately opened fire. One from the front door and one closer to the officer. Store workers and customers dove for cover. The gun battle only lasted about a half a minute. It's just a damn shame, you know. Condolences definitely to the family and to the officers. And it's just getting a little bit chaotic here. I mean, GPS, you want to jump in on this?
You know, it's really ridiculous, okay? Two brothers, 24, 29. Both of you have already had trouble with the law. One was already on parole. So you already knew going into this, you shouldn't have been going into this.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you would shoot a cop, again, this is how far the new generation is removed from the old. Anybody remember a guy by the name of Frank Rizzo?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do we know what would have happened to these two young men had Frank Rizzo still been mayor?
They'd have been got.
Okay. They'd have been hanging in an effigy right there on the corner of 21st and Lehigh. So, the fact that y'all would even think about shooting a cop in a GameStop, my question is, how much do you think they're going to get?
Yeah, you ain't going to get a whole... You're not even going to get nothing from there at all.
But if you got $10,000, and I don't think they keep that kind of... money in that store.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all. I don't believe they get that.
Okay, so what were you going to do this for, and where the hell were you going to go? Cambria, Somerset, 25th Street, Allegheny, what? Where were y'all going to go after that?
Yeah, that ain't going to, that wasn't going to fly. Wasn't going to fly at all. I mean,
it's utterly ridiculous, and to any other young black men that are out there thinking this very same thing, if you want to sling guns like that, go into the service. They could drop you right in the middle of, right there in the middle east, and you can sling all the guns, you can shoot all the people you want to shoot. ISIS will be more than happy to entertain you in a gunfight.
There you go. There you go. Now.
Hell. You can go to Africa and fight. Boko.
Yeah,
man, ISIS, man.
Yeah, man. Him, but guess what? On a side note, that person that you mentioned in Africa, if I'm correct, what was his name?
Boko Haram.
Okay, if I read this correctly today, he pledged his allegiance to ISIS. Yes, he did. So, you know, it's getting ugly.
Fighting in Russia and Ukraine. Pick a side.
Yeah, but back to the focal point here, and Mr. Court says, please chime in on about this. It's just a waste of youth. A waste of youth. I mean, damn, you know, it's a GameStop. Come on.
People are at that point where they're so desensitized by violence, it's okay to go out here and do something that ain't as... Those guys, those guys got rap sheet already, man. It wasn't, there's nothing.
Yeah, well, even the 24-year-old, I heard he had actually one assault on his record. So he was just starting his record.
Yeah, and it's a shame that, you know, they walked in on him. The officers walked in on him like that. Because they probably would have killed some of those people in that store, man. Obviously, didn't walk in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, he is absolutely a hero. You know, so, and then, and here, the worst part about this whole thing, let me see this this one quote here that I saw by the Archbishop of Philly, and he said that you know, that the death was senseless and devastating. He prays fervently that the Lord will pour His bountiful mercy on the soul of Officer Wilson and watch over the brave men and women that wake up each day ready to face innumerable and unimaginable dangers for the benefit of their fellow citizens. So, basically, as mentioned, this man is has redefined what a hero is all about. And sadly, his son on Monday will turn 10 years old.
Damn.
Yeah. It's really deep. It's a damn shame. The FOP has set up a memorial fund to benefit the family of the Philadelphia police officer Robert Wilson III. The donations may be made at any branch of the police, fire, federal credit union. If you want to locate a branch, you can give a call at 215-931-0300 or go to the website, which is www.pffcu.org. Now, on Sunday, in St. Martin de Porres Roman Catholic Church, will remember the officer's life and service with prayers during its 10 a.m. Mass, and a special collection will be taken up to benefit his two sons. The church is located at 23rd and West Lehigh. Yeah, like I said, definitely the condolences go out to the officer and the family. And GPS, you know, had a good point. If you want to go and, you know, just throw down like that, you know, enlist. Go overseas. You want to make a name for yourself in a positive way. Do what these soldiers are doing right now. They're risking their lives. They're heroes out there overseas. And the cops here.
But you got to have a high school diploma to do all that, bro. These guys don't have no high school diplomas, man. You got to join the military. You got to have a high school diploma now, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But, It's just a shame to hear that, especially, you know, bad enough when the officer goes down, and then worse is just when, you know, when their son has a birthday only a couple days later. I mean, you just took the whole soul out of the kid and their family. So
yeah, and the worst thing about it, man, that kid got a... live with the fact that his dad went to the GameStop to pick him up a reward, man. Mm-hmm. So he gonna always have it in the back of his mind, man, that his dad went to that store to buy him a video game and didn't walk out alive, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, you know, it's just something that you never ever want to see happen. So once again, definitely condolences to the family.
Say my prayers every night, one for my mother, one for my father, and one for the love of my life. So if you decide to leave today, then leave tomorrow at the door. Take only half of yesterday and forget all hope for the present, 'cause it just went
five steps
from eternity. We were
four steps
past love
and three wishes.
From touching the heavens.
patiently hope that you'll return, but not before long.
When you say goodbye,
I still feel your presence in my bed at night. And what was reality was I love to inform, it's now
touching the